Hello.
Hello, is Rosemary Williams there?
Speaking.
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. So I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50?
Oh, I'll definitely vote.
Definitely vote?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Okay, thank you.
See,
what is your...
an important job to do.
Thank you. What is your age?
I am 77.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied? Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Oh, I'm satisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is public school teachers.
I think they're wonderful.
And so in the scale from 0 to 100?
Oh, 100, because I was one.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
The U.S. Department of Education?
I'm going to go 80% on that.
Thank you. Moms for Liberty?
Moms for Liberty. Oh, I would go 100% on that.
Thank you. Public schools?
Yes. I worked in a public school for many, many years, 20 years, and I loved it. It was wonderful.
I'm glad. From the scale from 0 to 100?
Oh, I'd be 90.
Thank you. The National Education Association, or NEA?
I don't know that one.
Okay, that's fine.
But it's probably a good idea.
Thank you. Woke culture or wokeism?
World or woke?
Woke.
I don't know what woke is.
Okay, that's fine. The next one is...
I have an idea, but I'm not sure.
That's fine. And charter schools?
Oh, charter schools? I don't see anything wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. From the scale from 0 to 100?
70%.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
They have a purpose.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump?
Donald Trump. I would say Donald Trump would be a magnificent manipulator.
So from the scale from 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
Oh, I'd give him 10%.
Thank you. And Joe Biden?
I give him 50%.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Oh, I would rate them excellent.
Thank you. Next, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students?
No, I wouldn't say one does a better job than the other. It's all the staff. You can have a wonderful, gorgeous building and terrible teachers, or, you know.
Thank you. Now, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means that it is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and a 0 means that it is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 to 10.
Thank you.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market?
Oh, I'd say 8.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad?
Oh, 100%.
It is from 0 to 10.
Thank you.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to embrace American values and be proud American citizens?
I'm going to go 8 on that.
How important?
That's really not their job.
Thank you.
It's called parents.
Thank you for your opinion. It's already recorded. So,
How
important is it for public schools to prepare students to become more organized and have structure?
Oh, 100%. If they could do that, it would be wonderful.
From 0 to 10?
Oh, yes, 10.
Thank you. How important is it for public schools to prepare students to our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting?
Yeah, I'd go 8 on that,
80%. Thank you. And for the last part of the section, how important is it for public schools to prepare students to provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting?
I'll go 80 on that. I think that's the parents' job.
Mm-hmm. So that would be 8?
Yes, 8. Thank you.
Thank you. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
I think about the correct amount.
It's the correct amount?
Yes.
Thank you. So that would be about right, right?
I think so.
Okay, thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT?
I haven't.
A little or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay, thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I would agree on that.
And would you say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
And now please tell me, and I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I agree with that.
That's
why we have schools. That's why the people send their children to school.
Thank you. And would you say you strongly agree with it or somewhat agree?
Yes.
Which one?
Yes, strongly agree. Yes.
Well, thank you. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable.
I don't agree with that.
So would that be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable.
I think that teachers have to be careful on that, not to offend children.
So would you somewhat agree or somewhat disagree?
I somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first one is making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues.
I agree that they should have a chance to investigate the curriculum.
So would you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
I would somewhat support it.
Thank you. Increasing discipline in schools.
I don't know. Okay. No.
That's fine. We can go ahead to the next one. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
I agree.
So would you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat support it.
Okay, thank you. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their schools.
No.
So that would be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
I would oppose that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you.
That's why we have a principal. The principal would be doing that.
Thank you for your opinion.
Yeah, not teachers.
Adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum. Would you strongly support it, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
I would be neutral on that.
So we have somewhat support it or somewhat oppose it?
Somewhat support.
Okay, thank you. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributors and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
I would somewhat support it.
Okay, thank you. And now we're reaching the end of this survey, but we still have a few more questions to go. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, a 5 means that it's a somewhat convincing argument, and a 0 means that it is not a convincing argument at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempt to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future.
I would be somewhat neutral on that.
And from the scale from 0 to 10?
Oh, I'd do a 6.
Thank you. Oh, The next one is, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians.
I somewhat agree with that. So the school has to be parents and children and teachers.
So for this argument, do you find it not convincing at all or very convincing? Still using the 0 to 10.
Yes. I'm going to go with a 5.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps them prepare to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value.
Yes, I think that's appropriate.
So from the scale from 0 to 10?
I would do a 6.
Thank you. And now sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I agree on that.
And would you say you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
No, I strongly agree on that.
Thank you. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, and even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable.
I'm going to give that middle of the road.
So somewhat agree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I don't know.
That's why.
I had 3 credentials, so I've had a lot of college.
So would you say you're a college graduate or bachelor's degree?
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student,
I'm retired.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner?
Yes, I'm married.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I consider myself an independent.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And although you don't have children under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended public school in the last 10 years?
No.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school?
No children.
Okay, thank you.
But I have darling pets.
Oh, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would consider myself moderate.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week?
No.
So that would be hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay. Thank you.
My time at church.
Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in your household. is a born evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
No. No, no one.
And I know the answer to that, but I need to make the question. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
Yes.
Thank you. And finally, the last question. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your patience and your kindness. You've been very helpful.
Oh, thank you.
Have a wonderful night.
Thank you, and same to you. You did a really
nice
job.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.